Today's message comes from 1 Genesis 1, chapter 31, verses 2 through 3. The Sabbath is an opportunity to slow down, celebrate, remember the story of God in our lives, how He has provided for us, forgiven us, and redeemed us. Mark Twain told a story about a man who had memorized the Ten Commandments. He told Twain that his ambition was to go to the Holy Land and stand on the mount and recite loudly the Ten Commandments. Twain replied, "Have you ever thought about just staying home and keeping them?" Easier said than done. Well, today we begin a two-week series focused on the fourth commandment, which we read in Exodus 28 that says, "Remember the Sabbath by keeping it holy." So what is the Sabbath? Is it relevant for the Christian today? Why do we need it? What are we missing when we ignore it? And why is it now more important than ever for a follower of Jesus? That is what I hope to explore over the next 2 weeks. But let's face it, we are addicted to busyness, to productivity, to achievement, to accomplishment, so much so that one of God's most basic gifts to humanity is often forsaken, the Sabbath. One of the ordinances set forth by God Himself on the seventh day of creation. My hope is that we are encouraged to rediscover for ourselves God's good design behind Sabbath rest that will ignite a fresh determination to allow God's Word to organize our priorities and how we order our days. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditations of all of our hearts be found acceptable in Your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, the idea for this series came while Jenny and I took a four-day retreat to the shack through a program called Broomtree Ministries, specifically designed for pastors and spouses to reconnect in their relationship with each other and with God without distractions. Now, the shack is in the northern part of the state of Michigan, and it is very excluded from outside stores and distractions and just things that you would want to do. It's in a very small town. And often as pastors, we hear this idea of Sabbath and how we need Sabbath rest because the reality is today, Sunday, is not Sabbath for me. It's part of my ministry, my work that I'm called to do. But this commandment of Sabbath keeping was not just meant for pastors. It was not just meant for a nation at the foot of Mount Sinai. It was given to all believers to follow as well. God knew that setting aside a day to remember Him would be necessary in this divine-human relationship. All of us here lead busy lives. There's always much to be done, even if we are retired. It seems retirees say, "I get busier now." But Sabbath keeping is a good plan for maintaining healthy relationships with those we love and, most importantly, with our Lord and Savior. The shack is known as the best place to do nothing. And so while we were there, we read, we rested, we relaxed, we walked, we talked, we reflected, we stared into each other's eyes. How long has it been since you've done that with your spouse? But what we discovered in that, it's hard to do nothing. After about 3 days, we were looking for something more to do, but yet it was rewarding. In her book, Sabbath Keeping, Lynn Babb says that let's give ourselves an A for effort. We keep our minds so preoccupied with work, projects, that we act and think on autopilot. We keep our kids so occupied with activities that they need day planners before grade school. We keep our schedules so full with extracurricular activities, with church, school, work meetings, trips, family, which are all important. So much so that even entertaining the thought of downtime sounds like a mortal sin. When we fail to rest, we do more than burn ourselves out. We misunderstand the God who calls us to rest, who created us to be a people of rest. Let's face it, for most of us, our rest needs work. The idea of Sabbath rest may seem foreign in today's contemporary world. The long-standing tradition of the church, the setting aside a day of God for God, has been all but lost among many Christian families today. And maybe I'm speaking to the choir today because you're here or you're listening. But even the faithful, myself included, struggle, forget, and sometimes ignore what should be the most important part of discipleship. That is making time apart from our worldly passions, to breathe in the very breath of God, our Creator, to listen at the feet of Jesus, our Savior, and to watch and hear the presence of the Holy Spirit who gives us and sustains life. I've discovered in our time away that we had forgotten how to do nothing with God, to find rest in Him. You see, we're constantly distracted. Cell phones, politics, world news. We live a life of distractions. In our planners, our calendars are full. Our work, it's the next project. And even in our vacations, we plan a day, every minute of the day, to do something. Did you ever wonder why summers go so fast? It's because we plan to cram everything we want to do in 3 months. Even in our worship, we can easily be distracted. What's next in the service? Distracted by a cute child, or what we have to do when we leave here, the chores to be done or an event to get to, our minds are already racing. Even our attempt at Sabbath oftentimes seems not restful. Augustine, a first century theologian, said, our hearts are not at rest until they find rest in Thee. So the Sabbath is an opportunity to slow down, celebrate, and remember the story of God in our lives, how He has provided for us, forgiven us, and healed us. God said, remember the Sabbath by keeping it holy for a reason. Yet we must be careful in this as well. As Dr. Bill Arnold, professor of Asbury Seminary, says, one of the dangers of lifting up the value of the Sabbath is that some can treat it like an obligation to be kept rather than as a rule of life to be embraced. The commandments were not intended to be a complete ethical code, meaning that these 10 laws led to a deeper transformation only when they are embedded in the human heart, and that keeping the Sabbath is one commandment Christians do not keep well. Consider your own Sabbath keeping. Are you truly making time apart from worldly passions to breathe in the very breath and nature of God? Are you in need of a good Sabbath rest? I have to admit, at times I'm guilty myself, and I'm guessing a checkup is in order for some here as well. So let's look for a moment at what God said about the Sabbath from the beginning, before Sabbath was named for a Jewish people as Saturday, and before later Christians it would become a Sunday. Hear this passage from Genesis. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work He had been doing, and so He rested from all of His work. And then God blessed the day, making it holy, because on it He rested from all the work of creating that He had done. By the seventh day, verse 2, God had finished. When we learn first that the Sabbath, one day of rest in seven, is rooted in the creation story, the divine resting concludes creation. So the Sabbath belonging to the created order is not ours to change or manipulate. It is not ours to put aside or ignore. It was God's to ordain. John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, said of the Sabbath, "The command for keeping the Sabbath holy was given for wise ends, by such an authority that none but the same which give it can repeal it." In other words, much more is going on here than just a day of rest. The Sabbath was not just a law given to the first nation of God. It was never meant to be a legalistic function enforced by the church. The seventh day was set aside for all creation to remember what God has done. Because to God, in His own words, it is very good. The seventh day being made sacred by divine authority is not ours to revoke or neglect. John Wesley also said that only God hath power to repeal what God once established. Till He repeals it, it must be the duty of all people to obey it. And abundantly sufficient for the reason of this obedience is that He gave it. We see as well in this text the repeated use of the seventh day. It suggests that the Sabbath will always belong to the created order. God had finished, yet He had not finished. He is still creating. The psalmist knew it. In Psalm 51, verse 10, it says, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." Creating in our worship, Isaiah wrote, chapter 57, verse 19, "Creating praise on our lips, what we do when we gather together." We are creating with God. Isn't He still creating? New life, babies being born every day, new marriages, soon Kim and Brian to be wed in this church, new baptisms. We just had one last Sunday. And bringing new people who love Jesus into the church, as Howard will be received today. Sabbath is for the creation that continues, and it is for our pleasure. Leading to the second thing we learn is that he gave it for our pleasure as well as for his. Scripture says that God was pleased, it was very good, and God rested. When I first looked at this, I had to ask, did God need rest? Can God tire? And in Isaiah 40, we hear this good news, verses 28. Do you know, have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. If he cannot tire, then why rest? I first need to clarify that the word for rest here, Shabbat, simply means to desist from exertion. It means to stop what one is doing. I believe that God took time to admire all that he had created, to stop. Maybe he gave us this day to do the same. You see, it's easy to get wrapped up and busy, to be distracted with what is important at the expense of the one who should also have the greatest importance in our life. The Sabbath is a reminder of who God is and the gift he gave and gives us still. I've heard many of you say in your witness, I am thankful for what God has done in my life. Sabbath is admiring the God we love and noticing the work he still does in our lives. Can't we find Sabbath rest, even God's work in the death of a loved one? The past weeks we have seen the outpouring of love for Hunter, for Carmen and Daniel as they have journeyed through the loss of a loved one, a mom, a daughter. Sabbath is a reminder that God is good all the time, as he constantly provides the best of his creation, you and I. God rested. He admired his work. Maybe we should too. Lastly, we learn that God blessed the seventh day, making it holy. Everything we see and enjoy is sacred. Every moment of grace is ours to savor. Therefore, the Sabbath is ours to keep. Time set aside, special moments to remember and experience God's creative love over and over again. His blessing is ours only to receive. To bless here means to adore so much as one kneels. It means to be holy, to be set apart, to be sanctified. If this day is so important to God, then shouldn't it be to us as well? So we learn that God finished the work that needed to be done, yet he was not done creating. We learn that God rested from his work, yet he still never tires. We learn that God blessed one day, set it apart from all the others so we could find rest in him. The Sabbath, then, I believe, was not intended for God, but for us. We are only instructed to remember it. How? How do we find our rhythm of work and rest? I'll talk more about that next week. John Wesley says it this way. Sabbath is a day of special grace. The King of Heaven now sits upon his mercy seat in a more gracious manner than any other days to bestow blessings on those who observe it. If you love your own soul, can then you forbear laying hold a so happy opportunity, an opportunity to sit with God? A grace we can know through our Savior Jesus Christ. John 14:7, Jesus said, if you know me, you will know my Father as well. We find our rest in thee, sitting at the feet of Jesus. Sabbath keeping is not just about stopping to smell the roses, but about stopping enough to spend the time with the one who created them. So this week, maybe you notice more deeply the times you take to sit with God. What do you learn? How is he speaking to you? But maybe also you notice where you fall short in remembering and be aware when you get distracted. Consider how you can make time for a day, an hour, a moment to find rest in his creative love. You see, the Sabbath is an opportunity to slow down, to celebrate, and remember the story of God in our lives, how he has provided for us, forgiven us, and healed us. The fourth commandment was not just meant for the first faith community, not just for disciples who would follow Jesus, not just for pastors, but for all believers everywhere. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9 and 11 says, there remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their works, just as God did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest. God gave humanity a sacred gift, saying, remember me, and make sure you set aside time to be with me. May we be encouraged to allow the words of Jesus to organize our priorities and to help us order our days so that we may find rest in thee. Let us pray. Almighty God, I thank you for this time of Sabbath listening. I thank you for the way you have spoken to each who have heard this message today. May we be convicted to seek our own Sabbath in you. In this your name we pray. Amen.